You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, I'm the host of the show. And today I would like to share some thoughts about, as a matter of fact, a new program that I am filming at the moment. We have a film crew here, and what we try to do now is make a training, a filmed training for that can be brought out in international market, because until recently the only country I really did work and produce was in Holland, because I had a big thing going on there. And now we try to make these trainings available to international public, which I think should be about the beginning of September. And if I look at what is the essence of these trainings, I think the essence is mainly that, well, you know, we are dead. Dead with a capital T. And I think many people are either conscious or unconscious in search of that. And we try all different ways and we do all different things in order to find that. And if I look at it from my experience, I won't say it's the truth, you can tell from my experience, of course. I think in my experience you find out that you are dead, and that the reason why you're not experiencing that all the time is because, well, we look at life from a certain angle. As I said many times before, you know, we have so many thoughts and beliefs and dreams about everything and nothing that it's very difficult to look beyond that. And as long as you have the what we call the internal monologue going on, which is confirming your way of perceiving life all the time, it's very hard to get out of this circle in which you are locked up. And that's why many people experience their life is, you know, it's going on in the same way, in the same patterns all the time, because you look from the same angle all the time. And I found out in all these trainings, and I've been giving trainings for over 20 years, that you don't have to learn people techniques, because the technique in itself, well, has very little value. You can't be a healer by applying a technique. You know, this is not surgery or something. This is all in a very different field. The technique is, in my opinion, only a way to, how should I say it, to focus your attention. You should look in a certain direction, in a certain way, to perceive something in a certain way. So, although we learn people many different ways of perceiving your universe, because it's just your universe, which you can perceive in many different ways, and we learn people techniques for that, and many people confuse the techniques for the actual thing. No, the technique is not the actual thing. The technique is, first of all, you learn the techniques, because if you look in daily life, you pay attention to the same thing all day long. Just watch. Watch inside yourself. And when I mean watch, I don't mean comment. I don't mean have all sort of thoughts about it and interesting views. No. Watch. Just watch without words. And then you can clearly see within yourself that your attention is always drawn to the same thing. That's why everything appears the same for you. So what you can learn people is not so much to develop that other thing. No, the other thing is completely developed. The only thing is you don't pay attention to all the other things. You always pay attention to the same thing. And that's why you perceive everything in the same way. So in these trainings, what you mainly learn are techniques I always say listen, because I think perceiving for me really feels like listening. You learn to feel in a very subtle way, and you learn to perceive things you never paid attention to, because we always pay attention to the same thing. So, and you will see when you start paying attention to something else, you will perceive everything in a different way. And from my experience, I can say the more you're caught up within your dreams, within your thought structures, the lower your state of consciousness, because you're locked up within yourself, within your own conceptual world, and part conscious and the biggest part unconscious. So what you try to do in these trainings is to slowly, slowly make the way of perceiving wider. And you do that not by adding something to it, because there's nothing to add, everything is here. No, by withdrawing your attention and redirecting the attention that flows now in a certain direction. It's very simple. If I look at the left, to the left, I can't see what's on the right. And what you learn in these trainings, and we have different tools for that for different reasons, is to, so to speak, take a step back. And when you take a step back within yourself, or a step up, or a step deeper, or a step higher, or however you want to call that, you can see that there's not only left, but there's also right. It doesn't mean there's no left. No, it means there's left and right. And we're always caught up in one side of the story. It's the same if you look at all your wanting and desires. You also only want one part of the coin. You know, you want to be rich, but you don't want to do anything for it. You know, so you see, you love that woman, but you will find out there's another side to that woman, or to that man, or to whoever. But we always look at one side. We always look at the left and say, oh, it's like this, and then it turns out there's a right side as well. Yeah, and we get, well, upset, because it's not, life itself is not, how would I say it, it's not behaving as as we thought it out. We have our definitions of life, and of course life is not in response with that. As I said many times before, I think the way to make harmony in your life is that you adjust your way of looking to the way it is, which means get your own involvement out. So many of these techniques are mainly, there are a few focuses, but the main idea is always to get you out of your inner constructions. Because, well, they define your life, they tell you what everything is for you, they tell you this is nice, this is stupid, this is worth it, this is whatever. I think in these trainings, what you can offer to people is not, you know, enlightenment or whatever. No, what you can do, you can give people a clue and tools to harmonize your life, which is, I think, a precondition for this whole spiritual enlightenment sort of thing in the first place. Because as long as you're totally torn up by your inner turmoil, there is no space for anything else within your life. Just look when you're upset, or when you're angry, or when you're sad. Your whole universe is filled with that. There is no space for anything else. You're absorbed in it. So we try to get your attention out of there. And meanwhile, in the techniques we use, you learn to perceive in a much finer way. You will pay attention to things you never paid attention to. And that will open a different dimension in your life. The dimension has always been there. You don't have to do anything for that. No, you just have to learn to perceive that. So that's a very important part of, or just the main idea behind all these trainings. And of course, you also learn to develop techniques. But you know, a part of the techniques is not so much the information you get out of it, about how the universe works or whatever. No, it's for harmonizing your soul life. As I said before, as long as you're totally torn up within yourself, or you're a lot in drama and in your inner considerations, there is no space for something else that defines your life and, how would I say, gives shape to your life in, well, very often in a quite absolute way. So what we try to do with these exercises is first make you look in another direction and make you aware of things you didn't see. And besides that, connect you to certain layers within yourself, or yeah, I don't know how to say it, certain qualities within yourself. I don't know the word for it. which are very beneficial. For instance, connecting to your, what do we say, personal power, is very, very helpful in your life. Because people that are successful are always powerful people. It doesn't mean dominant, it means powerful. If your life is a mess and, you know, you can't get your things in a line, in general, you're not very much in contact with your personal power. So by making a connection to your personal power, for instance, you can connect to many things, but for instance, to your personal power, you will see that by doing that, your emotional life and your orientation in life will change. So we use these things to harmonize mainly your soul life or your field of feelings. Because, well, I think, in general, in life, we do everything for a feeling. Yeah? You want to have success to get a certain feeling. You want to be loved for a certain feeling. You want to do this for a certain feeling. Because it gives you a certain feeling. And as long as your feelings are disharmonious, you know, there's, I think, not much chance on developing in a higher state, because these emotions keep you captured in that layer of, well, personal drama. And a higher state always means a less personal state. Because what we consider personal are all these definitions and all these viewpoints we have. And, well, as a matter of fact, it's our interpretation of the world. It's not the world, it's not the reality, it's our interpretation. And as I said before, the more you can let go of your interpretation, the more you can perceive what's there. And the more you can perceive what's there, the more solutions you see, the more possibility you see. The less you are entangled in your drama, so the more harmonious your life is, the more pleasant person you are. So I think you should always, in these trainings, and that's what I said now, is exactly what we're working on now for the, let's say, the international listeners, because I worked in Holland mainly, is to bring a training which consists of different parts. For instance, you have the part attention management. Learn what to do with your attention, because now your attention is captured by anything that comes along. And in that way, you create a lot of disharmony and chaos in your life. So you learn very simple things to work with your attention, to organize your energy, to bring your attention where you actually are, to clear yourself up. And I think that's very beneficial. Another part we do is meditation. And you could say attention management is a sort of focus, concentration. It's a precondition for meditation. Meditation, in my opinion, means not getting entangled in anything at all. Not having beautiful visions, beautiful thoughts, beautiful blah, blah. No, that's not meditation. Meditation is letting go of everything. And as human beings, we can't do that from as we start, because there's always something capturing our attention. That's why you have to learn to focus. And because then you can hold your attention in that open space. And then that open space, so to speak, can expand. And you can let yourself go more in, or let yourself go in this open space. And I think that's much more like meditation. Another thing we do is working in the causal field is, for instance, shamanic journeying. It's putting your attention, you take your attention away from the daily affairs and you focus it very deep in the collective unconscious. And in the collective unconscious, there are a lot of archetypes. And archetypes, you could say, are, I don't know exactly the word, sort of inner images, inner states, conditions, qualities, and by contacting these qualities and activating these qualities, you activate these qualities within your own life. As I said, if you activate the personal power quality, you will notice in your daily life, because it's causal field, which means what you do there will have a result in the daily life. So by encountering your personal power and working with that and many other things, you will see that this quality comes in your daily life. You see the results in your daily life. And I think this part of work is very interesting, mainly to make a connection with these archetypes within yourself. and to harmonize your emotional states. It's very helpful for harmonizing emotion. And the difficulty with these techniques is, for many people, is, well, it's fascinating. Because as soon as you let go a little bit of your mind, you come in soul. And soul means images, means experiences, means beautiful visions, special feelings, tra-la-la-la-la. And in general, you get caught up in that. You get fascinated by that. Then you're still captured, but only by soul instead of mind. So what we try to do is, the way we approach it is not to build any fascination with what you see. No fascination and attachment to what you perceive. Because that will bring you in the same state you're in right now, but only in a different way. Well, that's not helpful. And you will see that as the more you can let go of, let's say, everything, the more pure your inner vision will be. So, as I said before, that's always the main focus. And all other techniques you learn are only ways to contribute and to support this main movement of opening up, of being less attached, being more in harmony, being more the beautiful human being that you actually are. But, you know, in the way we treat it now, it's very hard to live from that and to be in contact with that. But it's there. Of course, it's what you are. Yeah. And another part, what we will do, that's the last part we do in the training, it's all exercises meant for, well, the first couple is all only meant for being in nature. It's relating to nature. And as I said, I've given these trainings for over 20 years in Holland, and especially these things in nature. It's very funny. If you learn people how to open up and how to relate to a natural environment, one of the most, I think, also impressing results of that is that people all of a sudden experience that everything in life says yes to you. Everything. The only thing is we say no. The only thing is we are too busy with what we think, feel, our impressions, our opinions. But in these natural, like I say, natural exercises, you can really experience that everything in life is welcoming you, is saying hello to you, is loving you. Everything in life. You just have to find a way to open up. And once you're open, you can experience them more. And that will, when you're more in harmony, you also will be more loving. You also can receive more love, but you also can give more love. Because I think if you look from what's a beautiful human being is somebody who is not so obsessed with himself, with his wishes, with his demands, with his opinions. Because that leaves space to everything to be as it is. And if you feel a little bit in this idea, then I think you can say, well, that's another way of saying love. Because in love, you accept everything, you accept the other one, you know, as he is. So these things, I think, are very much related. And the only thing is, how do you find a way within your own life to first of all, to discover this within your own experience, not from a book or because I tell you. Because all the things I will tell you in these trainings are things you can check within your own reality. At the same time I tell them, you can look within yourself. You can see you're caught up in thoughts. You can see that you exist also without thoughts. And you learn to move between all these states. Very, very, very helpful. So I won't tell you how the universe is or what, you know, how things are built up. Because the only thing I can tell you, that's also why I don't like writing books about, you know, the universe and how life is. Because when the only thing I can tell you is about my universe. And I can tell you there are 7 layers and this and that in my universe. Not in your universe. For you, there's just your life. And you should find your way. You should discover your world, your reality, not my reality. I can give a description of my reality. It's not helpful for you. You have to discover these things for yourself. So my advice to, well, just about everybody is, Read one spiritual book, a good one. Read one. And then you should have the idea, hey, there's more and I can develop these things. And then never read anything again, but do it. Because the danger, as what is said with you know, working in soul, with reading books, with going to groups, is always you have an experience and then you start thinking about it. You start fancying it. You get fantasies about it. You get imaginations about it, inner picture. That's not helpful. That's more of the shit you want to get rid of. That's why I said, don't make it into a fantasy. Don't make it into a dream. This is not a replacement for daily life. There's nothing dreamy. There's nothing vague about these things. Well, you will find out if you start these trainings very soon. One of the first experiences you will have is, well, daily life, the way I live it is fake. Because no matter what I do, I'm caught up within thoughts, within feelings, no matter what I do. And this learns you to open your mind. And opening your mind means not being involved in thought. Just being in openness, here and now, in a silent, open space. And then you can see much more, because you're not caught up within yourself. And the same, as what I tell you about these trainings, the same applies, of course, for the ritual. And the ritual is meant, which I will perform in a minute, it's meant to withdraw your attention from all your attachments, all the things you got caught up in on the inside, and shake your attention loose from that. And when that happens, everything can fall into place, because everything is into place. It's just our perception of it, which is not in place. So what you learn, and what our purpose is to learn you to look at life in a different way. And that will change everything in your life. I guarantee you. Not when you think about it, only when you do it. These are not things which you have to think about, you have to know about, you need knowledge. No, you need to do it. Just do it. And you will see that it will work very rapidly. That it will change your life in a very nice way. It will bring harmony. It will bring peace. You will learn to deal with these interesting things everybody wants to learn without being obsessed by them. Because I really like this story that into the ritual. You have all these Westerners coming to the Tibetan monasteries and they say, oh, it's so interesting that you can, how do you call it, telecommunicate without any means with this other monastery 1,000 miles away. Well, I know the monks rather have a telephone, but we are obsessed by it. There is no extra value in, you know, making this mind contact. No, if you have a phone call, then you know at least they get you right. But we fancy this stuff. We think it's romantic. It's not romantic. All this work is meant as practical. Practical in order to bring your life in harmony. There's no added value to it. Only within the context of harmonizing your life. It's a practical thing. All right. Then I will do the ritual. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're here again next week. And well, have a good week.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.